Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Laura.
And today we're talking about part two of a conversation between Brian and Tiffany. And these two were about to eat lunch together, but Tiffany has a surprise.
没有错。其实昨天呢，这个 Tiffany 跟 Brian 原本是要约去吃这个 lunch 午餐。不过呢，好像 Tiffany 呢，她要带 Brian 去一个很特别的地方。And what's the surprise?
Well, she wants to take him to a very unique or special bookstore. And she must know that Brian enjoys bookstores、mm-hmm. because he is really excited to go see.What is in store?
没错，所以呢 ，Tiffany 就做了一个很棒的建议。她说：“哎，我们要去一个非常的特别 ，very unique 的 bookstore， 就是书店。”那 Brian 听起来就很兴奋，因为他很喜欢看书啊，所以他等不及要赶快去看喽。Well, I guess we have to check out our conversation to find out more, right?
Yep, let's look at that.
Taipei's unique bookstore.
Wow.This store is breathtaking.
Welcome to VVG Something.
I love the old furniture and comfy feel of the store.
You know what? We are in one of the most beautiful bookstores in the world.
I wouldn't argue with that. Is everything here one of a kind?
Most of it is. The owner likes to collect anything out of the ordinary.
So...Where does all this exotic stuff come from?
I believe the owner travels abroad often.
No wonder this store is full of surprises.
That's why I like it here. There is always a piece of treasure to take home.
Right power!
Furniture. Furniture. Grandpa doesn't want to throw any of his old furniture away. Grandpa doesn't want to throw any of his old furniture away. Argue. Argue. Argue, argued, argued.You can't argue with the facts in science. You can't argue with the facts in science. Abroad. Abroad. James decided to study abroad in Germany for music school. James decided to study abroad in Germany for music school. Peace.Peace. My grandmother gave me some pieces of her jewelry before she died. My grandmother gave me some pieces of her jewelry before she died.
All right, so the scene begins with Brian and Tiffany walking into the store. Here it is. Is it nice or is it not so great? Well,Let's listen to what Brian says. He says, Wow, this store is breathtaking.
Okay, so 一开始呢我们就答案揭晓啦。看起来 Brian 好像是非常喜欢这间书店。他说这间书店实在是太 breathtaking, 就是令人赞叹或者是非常惊讶这样子的意思啦。Breathtaking 其实就是把你的呼吸给带走。We can also say something takes your breath away, right?
Right, something could take your breath away because it's beautiful.、Mm-hmm. For example, a very starry night. If you go out、oh. into the country where there are no city lights,、mm-hmm. the night sky is rather breathtaking.、Mm-hmm. Also, some things can be scary, like riding on a roller coaster. 、that can take your breath away too. You're so scared, it's hard to breathe.
OK, 所以其实很多东西都可以称为是 breathtaking, 像是如果你看到非常美丽的风景，像是一个哇，这个一整个天空都是有星星的话，你可能会觉得说哇，好美哦。那或者呢，如果有时候你可能要坐这个 roller coaster, 就是云霄飞车，你觉得你快喘不过气来，这也可能会被形容成 breathtaking 哦。OK, so let's continue and find out what Tiffany says next.
OK, well, Tiffany says...Welcome to VVG something.
Wow, okay.
So I guess VVG something is the name of the bookstore.
I guess it's like very, very good.
Very, very good.
Yeah, okay. 所以这时候 Tiffany 就说欢迎来到好样本室，这当然就是这个书店的这个名称啦， VVG something.
All right, so they're in the bookstore, they're looking around, and Brian says, I love the old furniture and comfy feel of the store.
Nice. So Brian 这时候就说，哇，我超爱这个古老的这个家具啊，还有这间店的这个舒服的气氛，这个 feel 这样子的意思啦。And what does this word furniture mean?
Yeah, furniture, spelled F-U-R-N-I-T-U-R-E. Furniture is the large objects in a home or an office, such as chairs, tables, and beds, and cupboards. So for example...Grandpa doesn't want to throw away any of his old furniture.
Grandpa doesn't want to throw any of his old furniture away.
That's right. So, my grandparents are like this.
Oh.
They've had the same sofa in their house for 10, 20, 30 years. I'm not sure.
And we also saw the word comfy. What does that mean?
Comfy. This is related to the word comfortable.
Oh.
And that means it's nice and it feels good, especially for your body. But it could also be your eyes. If the light is too bright, it's not comfortable.
Right.
But a very soft chair can be comfortable. A nice soft bed or a hard bed, depending on which you prefer.
But
comfy comes from comfortable.
Right, okay. So...刚刚我们要提到的 furniture 这个字哦，注意哦，它是不可数的名词，所以后面不可以加 s， 那它就是有家具这样子的意思啊。So do you have a lot of furniture in your apartment?
I do. I have two desks.
Wow, that's nice. Okay. 那刚刚例句我们提到的就是跟 Jeffrey 的这个爷爷蛮像，他说他不想要把他任何一件家具给丢掉哦。那刚刚呢 ，Brian 又提到说他很喜欢这间店的 comfy feel。Comfy 呢，当然就是指 comfortable。就是舒服的这样子意思啦。And what does Tiffany say now?
Well, she says, you know what? We are in one of the most beautiful bookstores in the world.
Wow! 所以 Tiffany 这时候就说，你知道吗？嘿，我们现在呢，正在这个世界上最美丽的书店的里面哦，啊，最美丽的书店之一啦。And here we Tiffany says, you know what?
Yeah, you know what? So this isn't really an actual question. We say this to just make people listen to you. Maybe you're going to say something very important. Say, you know what? And then you could say something. So, Laura, if I make a mistake, if I think today is Monday, but it's really Tuesday, and I say, well, today's Monday. And then you say,
Today's Tuesday.
Oh, you know what?You're right.
Okay,
I just want to make it more interesting.
I see.
It's very similar to guess what.
没错。其实在这个口语当中，有些口头禅或是像一些就是一些句子，像是 you know what, guess what 呢，其实都是很好的开场白，用来呢表示就是你的一个语气的强调啦，或是你即将说的东西是很重要的，你想要对方注意你。Okay, so it's one of the most beautiful bookstores, right?
Sure, it is. Okay, because of the old furniture and it's very comfy. Okay, and Brian, he seems to agree because he says, I wouldn't argue with that. Is everything here one of a kind? Okay, we may have seen this phrase. I may have mentioned it earlier
in
the lesson.
You did.
One of a kind is similar to unique.
Yes.
Okay, we had the word kind.But kind means a lot of things are the same.
Right.
So if it's one of a kind, it means there's only one.
Wow, okay. 所以这时候呢 ,Brian 说哇全世界最美丽的书店之一我同意哦。因为在这里每一间的东西呢好像是怎么样是独一无二的吗这里的 one of a kind, 之前 Jeffrey 跟我都提过就是指独一无二的跟 unique 差不多意思啦。And we also saw the word argue.
Well, when Tiffany says that VVG something is one of the most beautiful bookstores in the world, Brian says that he will not argue. Now, this is an action. It's spelled A-R-G-U-E. And to argue is to give reasons why you think something is right or wrong. So if you disagree with what somebody says, you might argue with them if you tell them your reasons. If he said, well, if he doesn't like old furniture, for example,
right.
he would say, well, I'm going to argue with you. I disagree. Look at all the old chairs and stuff.
That's true. And how do you use this word in a sentence, Jeffrey?
Well, we all know that science helps us understand nature.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't argue with the facts in science.
Oh, really? You can't argue with the facts in science, huh?
Well, you can, but you need really good reasons. You need to be a scientist, basically.
Okay. And facts? What are facts?
Well, facts are true things, and, you know, they can be very simple, like 1 + 1 = 2.
Oh, right.
And the Earth goes around the sun.
Okay, I won't argue with that because I'm really bad at science. Argue 就是有争论、争辩这样子的意思，它是个动词。注意它的动词三态是 argue, argued, 直接接 d, argued. 所以刚刚的例句就是你在这个科学上无法跟事实争辩的哦。Okay, let's find out more about this conversation.
Well, Brian asked whether the items in the store were all one of a kind, so very special, unique. Mm-hmm. There's only one of each of them. And Tiffany answers. She says, most of it is. So that means most of it is one of a kind. She goes on to say, the owner likes to collect anything out of the ordinary.
Okay, 所以他就是说其实大部分的东西真的都是独一无二的。那这个书店的老板呢，他喜欢搜集任何独特啦，与众不同的东西。Out of the ordinary 就是指与众不同的意思啦。
All right, out of the ordinary. So normal things are ordinary things. And so you can imagine a circle, you put all the ordinary things inside of that. Anything outside is going to be...more special, not really ordinary. It could be extraordinary, but it's out of the ordinary.
Okay, so Brian says next.
Brian says, so where does all this exotic stuff come from?
Okay, Brian 就说，哎，那那么这些 exotic 就是异国的东西都是哪里来的呢？
Yeah, exotic, which is spelled E-X-O-T-I-C. Something exotic.Is strange and from far away. And this could be food or even people. So most of the people in Sweden, for example, have very light hair and very light skin and maybe blue or green eyes. But if you go to Japan or Korea, almost everybody has black hair and very dark brown eyes.
Mm-hmm.Okay, so Tiffany next says, I believe the owner travels abroad often. 他意思就是，我想这个老板常常出国旅游吧 ,abroad.
So abroad, spelled A-B-R-O-A-D, means in or going to a foreign country. So for example, James decided to study abroad in Germany for music school.
James decided to study abroad in Germany for music school. Abroad 就是在国外的意思，所以刚刚的例句就是指 James 决定要在德国念音乐学院哦。
All right, and finally, Brian says, no wonder this store is full of surprises.
对呀、no wonder, 就是难怪这些店是充满了惊喜啦。And Tiffany next says, that's why I like it here. There's always a piece of treasure to take home.Oh, what does piece mean?
Well, a piece is just one bit, one thing, okay,of something, and there might be several of them, and you just take one piece. So, for example, my grandmother gave me some pieces of her jewelry before she died.
My grandmother gave me some pieces of her jewelry before she died.Piece 在这里就是指一件什么东西的意思哦。所以刚刚的例句就是说呢，我的奶奶呢，在她过世之前给我几件她的珠宝哦。Let's now go to our wrap up.
All right, so VVG something is a special bookstore. It has old furniture, a comfy feel.
Great books.
Interesting books. It sounds like a great place. Let's go. What do you think?
Yeah, I really want to go there, say this weekend. Let's do that. Okay.
It's a plan, and you guys out there should go too.
Exactly. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This party is fabulous. You're a wonderful host. You're a wonderful hostess.
This party is fabulous. You are a wonderful host. You're a wonderful hostess.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 欢迎来到今天的小聚会。昨天我跟大家聊到了参加 party 的经验。我们都知道一场完美的 party 主人是相当重要的，因为一切都要看主人如何的规划。所以假设今天你参加了一场很棒的 party， 你可以跟他说 This party is fabulous. You are a wonderful host. You are a wonderful hostess. 这是场完美的派对，你真是位称职的主人或者是女主人。好，这里我们看到一个形容词Fabulous 就表示非常棒棒透了的意思，它可以用来形容人事情或者是物品。假设你换了新发型，你的朋友就可能会跟你说 You look fabulous， 表示你看起来棒透了。或者假设你到了台北101的观景台，看到台北的夜景后，你觉得真的太美了，你就会说 The view is fabulous，视野真的太棒了。而句子后面的 wonderful 意思跟 fabulous 差不多，同样表示非常棒完美的意思。所以假设说我们说 You look wonderful， 同样也表示你看起来很美的意思。而句子提到的 A wonderful host 就表示一位完美的主人， Hostess 则是女主人。是不是学到了很多实用的单字呢？希望今天教的句子同学们都能记起来哦。让我们来复习一下今天的例句。The party is fabulous. You're a wonderful host. You're a wonderful hostess. 小聚会我们下次见咯。
This party is fabulous. You're a wonderful host. You're a wonderful hostess.
This party is fabulous.You are a wonderful host. You are a wonderful hostess.
Chit chat.
Lala, 填表格是不是要用 fill in the form?
应该要是 fill out the form.
有什么不一样啊？
相信大家查字典时，最苦恼的事情莫过于看到两个不同的字词，中文的意思怎么都一样，所以不知道到底要用哪一个才对。没有错，就像今天我要教大家的 fill in 以及 fill out 都有填写的意思。 So what's the difference? 其实关键就在于它们其中的介系词 in and out。 所以 fill in 就是填入或是填上空缺的地方哦，因此填空题的英文就是 fill in the blanks。 所以只要是填上某个表格或是考试卷中的某部分呢，我们大多都会用 fill in。 因此我们常常会看到 fill in the boxes， fill in the answers， or please fill in your name。 而 fill out 呢，则是用来表示你要填完整张像是表格的东西哦，因为其中的 out 就有这个完整的完全的意思哦。因此填写像是申请书或者是报表等等，我们就会有 fill out。 For example, please fill out the application form or please fill out the table. So the two phrases fill in and fill out may appear similar, but they have a difference in terms of use. Use fill in when writing the phrase fill in the blanks, but use fill out when writing the phrase fill out the forms.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
如果呢要求人家格子一个一个填的话呢，我们就要用 fill in， 这是强调填上空缺。如果表格要整个填满，我们就要用 fill out。
Taipei's unique bookstore.
Wow, this store is breathtaking.
Welcome to VVG Something.
I love the old furniture and comfy feel of the store.
You know what? We are in one of the most beautiful bookstores in the world.
I wouldn't argue with that. Is everything here one of a kind?
Most of it is. The owner likes to collect anything out of the ordinary.
So, where does all this exotic stuff come from?
I believe the owner travels abroad often.
No wonder this store is full of surprises.
That's why I like it here. There is always a piece of treasure to take home. Furniture. Furniture. Grandpa doesn't want to throw any of his old furniture away. Grandpa doesn't want to throw any of his old furniture away. Argue. Argue. Argue, argued, argued. You can't argue with the facts in science. You can't argue with the facts in science. Abroad. Abroad. James decided to study abroad in Germany for music school. James decided to study abroad in Germany for music school. Peace. Peace. My grandmother gave me some pieces of her jewelry before she died. My grandmother gave me some pieces of her jewelry before she died.